This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So we are, inshallah, finishing the tafsir today of Surah Al-Hujurat. And the ending of Surah Al-Hujurat, if you have ever read the ending of Surah Al-Hujurat, it can cause a person to think about exactly what's going on in this story. And this is, subhanAllah, just 2 days ago, I remember I had a brother who came to my office and he was complaining about the same thing, or sort of like concerned about the same thing. And he said that, I understand that the word, the Quran, is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is considered as a timeless guidance. But he says that whenever I read the Quran, the challenge that I find is that I'm not able to connect the verses. I'm not able to understand that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about one thing, he switches up very quickly and he goes to another matter. And then from there, he'll go to another matter. And he's like, I don't understand, you know, why is this the style of the Quran and so forth? And I had to give him some details and so forth, that this is, you know, the way every single surah works is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to help us understand a certain theme. You understand? Let me give you an example. If you study a book of science, you're going to find that there are different chapters, and each chapter talks about one particular topic, okay? And it goes to the next chapter and goes to the next chapter. And if it goes to the next chapter and is talking about something that has already been passed or has already been covered, they will always say, go back to this page and this particular matter of regarding, for example, cells or things inside the body and so forth has already been covered in the previous chapter. The Quran, even though we call the Quran or we refer to the surahs as chapters, by the way, this idea of referring to surahs as chapters is something that is a new thing, in the sense that it was something that was, you know, coined later on, you know, especially, you know, by people who were speaking English, and they had to come up with a name regarding surahs, because the challenge they found was that how do you define surah in an English term? Hence, they came up with the word chapter. But when you think about chapter, especially like in a book of social studies or English or science, then you cannot apply that same concept to the Quran. You understand? So, for example, when you talk about the story of Musa alayhi salam, someone can think that, why didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just reveal a surah called Surah Musa? And the entire story of Musa alayhi salam from beginning to end should have been mentioned in that one chapter, right? But that's not how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he revealed the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran, different surahs, in a way that Allah is trying to get across to us one particular message. Now, whatever story fits that message, whatever story or whatever advice fits that theme, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it in that surah. You understand? This is how the Quran is. Now, some people have mentioned that it is not appropriate to mention, or to, you know, it's not appropriate to assign certain themes to one surah. But if you read the books of tafsir, and especially, not just, you know, one is Tafsir Ibn Kathir, one is Tafsir Al-Qurtubi, and some of your well-known tafsir in your Islamic libraries, I'm not talking about those. There are some scholars who have gone really deep into the Quran and studying the Quran, and that is the books that we have to really get into to really understand exactly what's going on. Now, coming back to the point here, is that the end of Surah Al-Hujurat can also throw someone off. That's exactly what's going on here. And let me explain why. There's one ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions about some Bedouins that existed in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these people, they made a very bold claim. What was their claim? Their claim was that we have iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he pushed back on that claim and said, no, you don't have iman, what you have is Islam. Okay? Now the next ayah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about that what are the signs of believers. So now, okay, we're going on a trend. We understand what's going on. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talks about having favors and doing favors. So the question is that what's the connection between all these verses? Let me explain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he said about these Bedouins made not one claim, but they made two claims. The first claim they made was that we have iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if you claim to have iman, that's a very loaded word. And if you remember, I talked about this. Iman has 70 odd branches. When you say, I have iman, what you're saying is that I have encompassed all these branches of faith. Then in the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's actually telling all of us, what is the true definition of iman? What is the definition of iman? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. By the way, last time I did not mention this. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا does not only mean they don't doubt in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means, it's actually more powerful than this. It means that they don't entertain any kind of doubts in their deen. Meaning that someone can come and say that, you know what, there's something about your deen that is off. There's something about the Quran that is off. There's something about your deen that does not make sense. And a person logically thinks that, yeah, you know what, there might be a question there. But you know what, I put my full faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not going to entertain any doubts. This is what is in this ayah. The sign of believers is they don't even entertain a doubt when it comes to their matters of their deen. So these people, they don't entertain any doubts. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what after that? He says, قُلْ أَتُعَلِّمُونَ اللَّهَ بِدِينِكُمْ. See, these Bedouins, when they came and they said, there is almost as if they're trying to teach people what deen is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you're trying to teach people what deen is? You're trying to teach Allah what your deen is? And the point here that the ulama, they say is, the difference between a believer and a person who is not a true believer, they may have Islam, is that a person who's a believer, they don't go around telling people that I'm a believer. See, these Bedouins, what did they do wrong? They went around saying, I have iman, I have iman, I have iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negated it right away. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us here, a person who truly is. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is saying, that the sign of a true believer is that they don't keep on going around telling people that I have iman and I have faith. They continuously work hard. They continuously ensure they do the right, they do good deeds. So this is the difference between a person who has Islam and a person who has iman. Now, the last verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا. That they claim that they're doing you a favor. Now, once again, a person is thinking, Allah's talking about iman and faith, and then He's going to favors. What is the connection here? The connection is that these Bedouins also said that we have done a favor to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam by becoming a Muslim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them that one thing that you see often in the community when you live together, because once again, Surah Al-Hujurat is about community ethics. You're going to have people in a community who are very quiet about their iman. They keep on coming for salah. They read Quran and so forth. But you're going to have some kind of people who are going to come. They're going to speak a very big game that we are believers. We are such and such. And these people, they're not true believers, because a true believer never talks highly about their faith. But another thing that you see often in the community too is that people are going to come and they're going to do some hard work and they're going to contribute to the community, but they will use that as a favor towards the community. Just like these Bedouins, they said, we became Muslims because of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's almost as if they're saying, we did a favor to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah is saying that, يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا. They believe that they have done a favor to you by becoming a Muslim. قُلْ يَا مُحَمَّدُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Allah is telling the Prophet عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ, قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ. You have not done any favor to me because of your Islam. بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ. But rather Allah has done a favor to you that He has brought you to Islam. This is Allah's favor. The fact that we are today Muslims is Allah's favor upon us. And so a person, and the ulama, they say a very beautiful point here, that this is a point where a person has to realize that when we think that we are something, we think that this, you know how many people they contribute to an organization? And you know what they say afterwards? If it was not for me,
this organization would not flourish. If it was not for me, this deen will not flourish. If it was not for me, then this and such will not happen. Yes, we serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to say that this deen is dependent upon me and my intellect, in my volunteering, in my hard work, no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of anyone. This is one thing that we have to all keep in mind. Yes, we may serve our deen, and we want to be amongst those that Allah uses to serve His deen. It's an honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah is saying that I have used such and such person for the cause of my deen. This should be when we talk about Allah having a favor upon us. This is the true reality, not that we're doing Allah a favor. So this is the key point here is, you're going to find people in the community also. They come and they give donations. And you know what they do after donations? Wallah, I've heard this so many times with my own ears. I have given a donation. I have done something for the organization. Hence, I should have a say in the organization. And not only that, but if I see something wrong, because I gave a donation, and you know what happens? You keep on saying, I give a donation, and thinking, we did a favor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La, that's not the case here. Rather, Allah gave us the tawfiq to give our money for Allah's sake. We cannot do good things and say that I did it for such and such person. We did it, first of all, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm not doing a favor to anyone, but rather Allah is doing a favor upon me by allowing me to spend my money. And by the way, when we spend our money for Allah's sake, it's not that Allah benefits from it. Who benefits from it? We benefit from this. So Allah is giving us the opportunity to spend our money for our benefit. See, one is I can tell you, come and give me. Khalid, I come to you, come and give me. It benefits me. But Allah is saying that give for Allah's sake. Why? Because you are the one who's going to benefit at the end of the day. So this idea that often happens in a community, that we think that we're doing good things, just like these Bedouins, they think that they became a Muslim that so that it can be a favor to the Prophet ﷺ. No. This was a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is how the surah then finishes. You see, Allah talks about the Bedouins, their claim. They made two claims. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He clarified both of their claims in the ending of Surah Al-Hujurat. You really have to sit down with the Qur'an. And this is why I believe that people are not able to connect with the Qur'an. They are reading the Qur'an. Allah is talking about one thing, it goes to the next thing, and goes to the next thing. But if you just really sit down and go deeper into the Qur'an, see, one is the layer of the ocean. One is to go to the depth of the ocean. You know, one is to go a little deeper into the ocean. But then once one is to go so deep into the ocean, you know, where you will find Titanic. You know, that's like going all the way that deep down. You understand? Going so deep, that is when you will see the gems of the Quran. That is where you will understand the Quran. You know, subhanAllah, even as a child, when I was memorizing my Quran and I began to read the translation, it never occurred to me exactly what's going on here. But that is where you have to then go a little deeper into the Quran and you will understand the Quran. So this is the ending of Surah Al-Hujurat, inshallah. Starting next week, inshallah, we'll start another surah, inshallah. But the point is that, first of all, these Bedouins, they made two claims. One is about iman and faith. One is about doing favors. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He clarified both of them in the last three verses of the surah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the true believers and give us the tawfiq to exhibit the true qualities of believers mentioned in the surah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those that whatever we do, we have the utmost amount of ikhlas in our work. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Wa jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيماً.